toxic gas sent the mammoths running for the prehistoric hills. And as the green mist settled, the astronauts found an even more amazing surprise in their Abe Lincoln beard vehicle.
Humans!
Humans?
Humans.
Great. Humans. Pizza would have been better.
Chapter 10. Really? Humans?
Oh, we are so sorry. Is this your cave? We just needed to get away from those mad mammoths.
Where are our manners? Let me introduce us. We are the Sapiens family. Grunk, Lucy, and baby Erp. Please come to our home.
Fantastic! Sapiens family, you are just the people we wanted to see. We are the Astronuts, and I am Mission Leader Smart Hawk.
I am Stinkbug.
I am Laser Shark.
I am so bored.
We are on a very important mission to save your planet and all of the millions of people in the future who will be living on it, and I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's hear more about you while you walk us to your house. I have a lot of plans.
People. Humans. The species that took only 100,000 years to mess up a perfectly beautiful 4 to 5 billion year old planet. It gave me serious chills to even look at them. The Sapiens family led the astronauts to their humble home. And by humble, I mean completely miserable.
Welcome. Welcome to our home. It's always wet and cold.
The mammoths and bears and saber-toothed cats and wolves don't bother us here. Usually.
Wolves? Did someone say wolves?
I love what you've done with your place. It's so nice and damp.
Oh, boy. This is not good. We don't want you to become an overdominant species, but we really do want you to survive.
You live between a rock and a hard place.